Now, just for a moment or two, if we could turn to the book of Malachi, chapter 3, the last book of the Old Testament. One verse of scripture just before we bring a short address to the younger people in our congregation today. Malachi, chapter 3, and the words that we're looking at are found in verse 10. Malachi, chapter 3, and verse number 10. The word of God says, "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it." I hope you've all brushed your teeth this morning. I was reading that you're meant to brush your teeth twice a day, starting with the outside of your teeth, top, then the bottom, then the inside, top and bottom, and then all of the biting surfaces twice a day. It helps to brighten your smile, helps to freshen up your breath, helps to prevent against fillings, helps to prevent plaque and tartar and gum disease, and also things like cold and flu, and even things like heart disease and diabetes and stroke, and many different illnesses we're told can be at least guarded against by keeping a fresh and a healthy mouth. Colgate is perhaps one of the most well-known of all toothpastes, and it was started by a man called William Colgate, who was born in Britain but emigrated with his parents and his large family to America in 1795, during the Civil War. William's father had expressed sympathies towards the war that was going on in America. People began to threaten him, and so he emigrated to the United States. It was a large family. Times were hard, and the father of William was not able to support the entire family. So just after a year or two of living in the States, in the Midlands of America, William decided he would go to New York City and try and earn a living there. He was a Christian. He loved the Lord, and he wanted to try to start up his own business. A few years ago, his father had started making and selling soap along with one of his friends, but that didn't work out. And yet William had an interest in soap and different things from that particular time. And so he decided, "I will try my fortunes in New York City. I'll try to make soap and cosmetics there." And a friend of his said to him, "Be a good man. Give your heart to Christ. Give God all that belongs to him. Make an honest soap. Give a full pound." And so that's exactly what he endeavored to do. But one day he was reading in the Word of God, as was his custom every single day, and he read the vow of Joshua in Genesis chapter 28 and verse number 20, where it says, or Jacob rather, vowed a vow saying, "If God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God, and this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee." And he made that his own vow. "Lord, if you prosper me and you prosper my way, I promise that from the first dollar that I earn, that I will give at least 10% back to the Lord." And so 2 years after moving to New York City, he began his own business, and the business grew. And the first dollar of profit that William Colgate made, he gave 10 cents back to the Lord. God prospered his business in a remarkable way, and also prospered his family. He got married, and he had 11 children. The will of God was first and foremost in the thinking of William Colgate. They went to church every day. They had what was called, and what we call, a family altar. They opened the Word of God. They prayed together as a family. The Bible became the most important factor of their home. They all abstained from alcohol and they were strong against that. And soon he was not only giving 10% to the Lord, but then 20%, 30%, 40%, and 50% of his income went into the Lord's work to support missions and churches and Christian institutions and the furtherance of the gospel. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 10 became essentially his life's verse. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord, if I will not open unto you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. He died in 1857, and today the Colgate Palmolive industry employs almost 38,000 people. So make sure that you brush your teeth, and every time you squeeze the toothpaste under your brush, remember that God has promised, them that honour me, I will honour. We're not sponsored by Colgate, by the way, or Tropicana, or any of the other things that we've looked at, but God willing, next Lord's Day, we'll consider something else.